The income tax has destroyed the concept of financial privacy. It has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. It has provided unlimited funding for politicians to wreck the lives and property. It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner households, leading to decreased parental supervision of children, loss of family values, and increased crime, promiscuity, and drug use. So long as the government has the power to invade our lives, rummage through our records, and take what it wants from our income, we will have only as much freedom and take-home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. First, I have to tell you how the Word of God never ceases to amaze me. It covers every facet of life known to mankind, from how we are to live before our Creator, to how we are to treat each other, and how we are to address every situation that pertains to everyday life, and yes, even taxes. Now, before I get started here, lest one attempts to pervert my words, for the record, I'm not a tax protester. I'm simply just tired of the lack of accountability and reallocation of my tax dollars being spent where I have not delegated my representatives to disperse them. Charlie Reese was a former writer for the Orlando Sentinel in Florida for over 40 years, and when it came to his taking a last stand in confronting the establishment government, he named his last column, 545 people are responsible for the mess, but they unite in a common con. Now, keep in mind, friends, this column was originally published on February 3rd, 1984. He wrote, "Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered why, if both the unconstitutional parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are against deficits, why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and high taxes? I'll get to this in just a moment. You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote in appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. There isn't one, as a matter of fact. The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and nine unelected, might I remind you, Supreme Court justices, 545 human beings out of 325.7 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. And why? I add, because the American people tolerate it. He goes on, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because that problem was created by the Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. I exclude all of the special interest groups and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-pitting thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or to reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Don't you see now the con game that is being played on the people by the politicians? Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party, which again is unconstitutional. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of Tip O'Neill, who stood up and criticized Ronald Reagan for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes. O'Neill is the Speaker of the House. He's the leader of the majority party. He and his fellow Democrats, not the president, can approve any budget that they want to. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto. Just 545 Americans have followed up this great nation with, again, the approval of the 325.7 million Americans that have failed to hold them accountable.
Steph, can I get a water?
It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 235 million cannot replace...
Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, the madness continues. As you see, the spin doctors continuously spin the narrative and keep the people confused. And, again, this all comes because... We have procured it unto ourselves, Daniel 9:7. I know people don't like that, but you know what? It doesn't matter because that's just how it works. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind me just saying this, I'm going to share this with you really quick. You know, most recently, you guys all know that I did this event in Minnesota. We did a couple of them here. And, you know, all the speakers confronted the issues that we as a people face from a tyrannical system, both from within the church and from within the government, which, again, goes back to the people, right? But what I noticed was that when my opportunity was to come to preach during those times, I continuously laid the responsibility of the corruption on the people that tolerate, listen carefully, that tolerate what offends the Lord. So whereas I found that the others, they didn't do that. I didn't understand why they didn't do that, especially calling themselves Christians, and all the while knowing that the message that Jesus told us to give, right, through commandments and through the Holy Ghost was to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I didn't see that from the other speakers. And I say this, and without reserve, friends, that the sins that are finding us out are before the Lord and not man. See, the bad guys are, as we say here at the Sons of Liberty, are doing what it is that they're doing because the self-proclaimed good guys, the accomplices, allow them to do the things that they do. Now, simply said, they're only doing what it is the people let them get away with, right? That was actually none other than our forefathers that actually made that statement. And he was absolutely right. They'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And I'm talking about Edmund Burke. And what's also interesting about that is they're only doing, again, as I said, what the people are letting them get away with because the people haven't enforced the law against their crimes to bring justice upon the corrupt. And yet it is, they have now become accustomed to merely complain about what it is that they tolerate. And see, the people are the ones that are just as guilty as the ones that they tolerate.
Now, I got a question for you, Americans. How can the actor be apart from the, or the act be apart from the actor? Now, I want to say this. I want you to think about that. Scripturally speaking, we as a people are being repaid to our faces for what it is that we as a people have sowed in offending the majesty on high. See, man would rather offend God so he can receive the approbation of men rather than to receive the approbation of the Lord by offending man, by showing man the law of God and his offense before a just and a holy God. See, what's happening is man is reaping what they're sowing, and they're reaping the judgments because they fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. Read Deuteronomy 7:10. Galatians 6, 7, 8, and 9. Listen to this. Psalm 9, 15, and 16 says, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. They can call themselves believers all day long. The Lord is not going to bear witness to their lies, regardless of who they are, okay? So when he says the heathen, that's who they are. They are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot taken. And then it says, the Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. See, friends, one thing I don't think people understand about the radio program here, it's not me throwing rocks at people as if to suggest this is what we want to do here. One of the things that we continuously do is show the people that their sin is before a just and a holy God, and that is the reason they need to repent. And the reason they need to repent is the fact that they have transgressed God's moral law, Exodus 20. And it tells us in Romans 3:20 as well, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. See, friends, what's happening in America is Numbers 32:23. Your sins... It says in Scripture, be sure your sin will find you out. It's exactly what's happening. And if you want a point of reference, go over to the prodigal son in Luke 15:21, and he sees that he sinned before heaven, and then he sinned before his natural father, okay? And that was the order. So when we're not showing people their responsibility before God, what happens? Here, this is what I want to get to, and I want you to listen to this. See, the church is to bring forth the answers to the world. They're not sent to magnify the problems and then leave it there. No, read Isaiah 58, verse 12. And no wonder why there's no hope, because there is no scriptural resolve brought forth. And people need to think this through. And until the people repent before the Lord and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, they're not going to bring forth fruits of repentance in righting the wrong, 2 Corinthians 7, 10 through 11. Nor are they going to have the power in doing so, for the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey, Acts 5, 32, not disobey. And how in the world are the people going to repent if you don't show them that they have transgressed God's moral law, which the Holy Ghost uses in bringing forth repentance before the Lord, John 16, 8. Again, friends, remember, sin is the transgression of God's moral law. And for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Did you also know both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both made the comment that it's the purpose of government to restrain men from violating God's moral law? And see what's happened? They removed the law. And so have the said speakers of the day that are popular. And no wonder why they were in high demand or why they were so popular, because the world loves its own, John 15, 19. No wonder they're held in high esteem, because they're self-righteous. And what do I mean by self-righteous when I say that? Well, they don't need to preach repentance because they themselves have never repented, just like, as I said, their listeners. And no wonder why the people speak well of them and nothing was said to offend. Instead, they offend the Lord, as I said, all of which the word of God tells us to beware of. In Luke 6:26, it says, woe unto you, it's a curse, when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. You see, these popular speakers are not being persecuted for righteousness' sake, Matthew 5. They're not hated by the world, John 15. They're being praised by them, and they would have it so, for they love the praise of men rather than the praise that only comes from God, John 12, 43. You see, they love the honor that they receive from one another, John 5, 44, and that's exactly what keeps them in business, at least temporarily, friends. How are we doing this? Friends, we're ignoring the very God that has bestowed his blessings upon us as a people, and we need to get back. There's never going to be a revival until we start preaching the Word of God the way it's supposed to be preached. Then and only then will we have a revival, and again, not until then. Going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Bransner with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, subscribe, social media platforms, and or you can, I'm sorry, you can run, you cannot hide. That's funny. That's funny. Numbers 3223. That's the name of the ministry that does the high schools. I don't know where that came from, but it did. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, also contributors from all over the country, bringing forth articles, those that are in the culture war, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. We already got some calls holding on. Just give me a couple more minutes. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Just wanted to let you know, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of which, man, it's absolutely amazing to me, and we can find this in several places throughout Scripture, where men seem to want to be in the place of the Lord, just like their father, the devil, who was struck down, and he fell as fast to the earth as lightning strikes. And I'm talking about Satan himself. And we see this continuously, friends, where they, again, I think the worst one that I've ever seen in all my days, and he was 40 years before I was born, or 30 years before I was born, was Benito Mussolini. Just the arrogance where they begin to think that they're all that in a bag of chips, figuratively speaking. But I think of Isaiah 14, 12, and what it says there, it's what we see, because I remember, and I'm saying that because I'm talking about Trump right now in a post that just came out recently, but I remember when Barack Hussein Obama came out, and we already knew who he was. He was a foreigner. He was a sodomite. He had no credibility whatsoever, but for 8 years, he just rode roughshod right over the top of the American people, and the American people let him do it. And then I thought within myself, I said, it can't get any worse than Barack Obama. And I mean, not to say that the Clintons were any better or the Bushes were any better. No, folks, these people are put up to show you and to lower the morale. Really what it comes down to, if you're looking from the outside in, they're really appointed to show you how foolish you look by putting up with them. And that's not a joke, 1 Kings 13:33. But recently, and I'm talking about Donald Trump now, this mockery, and I just hit this last week, interestingly enough, and here it is again. Here's Donald Trump putting himself up as a savior, putting his hands on people and praying for them, and it comes across as a Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not saying that that's the case or not, but again, it's just a complete mockery of the things of Christ. And this is what happens when men begin to praise men rather than the Christ. Because, you know, and I've shared this with you before, but I want to say it again. I've seen these posts, and it's not hard to find on social media platforms, where it says, you know, Jesus is my king, but Trump is my president. No, Jesus isn't your king. I mean, he is your Lord one way or another, regardless if you like that or not, regardless if you believe or not. But the point is that when we look at what's going on here, if Jesus really was your Lord, Donald Trump would be sitting in a cell right now awaiting trial by a juror of his peers, and that would be the American people. But what do we see instead? We see him just having a free hand, doing whatever he wants to do without the restraint of the Constitution. And now what is he doing? He's coming out and he's mocking the Lord again. And I highlighted the fact that last week there's books that have been written by his worshipers, by individuals that say, in Trump we trust. They've equated him to the Son of Man. All the mockery goes on and goes on and goes on. I just want to say this because I know across the boards people listen to me all day long, regardless if they want to admit it or not. But I'm telling you right now, folks, if you're an accomplice to what's going on with this guy, you can rest assured that this is not going to end well. Why? Because the Lord is not mocked. And this guy is mocking and mocking and mocking. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And it's exactly what you're all going to get if you don't put this man in check and put him in the position that he needs to be in right now. Not only does he need to be impeached and prosecuted long ago, the bottom line is that he's never qualified in the first place to be the said president, like so many others. But again, if you're on social media platforms, friends, it's a picture of Trump acting as if he's the Christ with a light in his left hand, and on his right hand, he's praying for people. Now, for those that are saying, well, you know what, everybody's just going along with this, this is all of his worshipers. No, I believe it's set up in false pretense in the sense of giving the illusion to the American people that he has the support of the American people. I don't know of anybody that actually believes this or will prop this up in any sense of the word. As I look to the right, I look at some of the comments. One lady said, and I'm reading them in order, I'm not cherry picking them, okay? One lady said, this is sick. Mike said, I hope this is fake news, but probably not. Not funny, he said. Chris said, disturbing. If it was an attempt to troll people, completely missed the mark. No, he's not trolling. He's mocking. Okay. Another guy said, seesaw. Oh my goodness. Not good. Whoever did this. Then Stephanie said, this is absolutely ridiculous. Heather said, anyone still blindly following this man at this point needs to put a check on themselves. Well, it's interesting because one of the people that we're hearing from quite a bit, and somehow or another, she's just getting a free hand And yes, I'm saying put a check on her because of what she was doing. And what I said to you about her last week concerning Marjorie Taylor Greene, friends, remember, everything was okay as long as she felt or fell in favor with the approbation of that of the current administration. But apparently now she's not in favor. She was thrown under the bus. And through retaliatory methods, she's now coming back and calling him out for who he really is. But remember, when Marjorie Taylor Greene was over there, buddy-buddy with the good old boy club that me and you aren't a part of, friends, remember, she was doing the same nonsense that the politicians were doing to us. Okay? So I want you to take it for face value. But when it comes to this particular situation, keeping it in context, Marjorie said, this is more than blasphemy. It's a spirit of Antichrist. That's exactly what it is. It is blasphemy. It's to the extremity blasphemy, friends. Again, how anybody didn't see this. And I just, again, I shared, if you weren't here last week, I'm just reiterating some of the points because I believed I talked about it on Saturday's show. Not everybody gets my Saturday show. So I'm just rehearsing some of the talking points. And it's not tedious for me, but I'm just saying it in case you missed it. Folks, I've been saying this since day one about this individual. You have to understand the options given. Here, I'm going to give you a case in point really quick. The options given, just a case in point concerning this topic, okay? You know that there was over 1,100 other presidential contenders, right? But you were only given a handful. And all of those that were the handful that were given to you as options, they are all on the same team. They all have on the same journey, regardless if they had an R or a D by their names. It made no difference. Well, Donald Trump was a part of that. Now, I want you to contemplate this because just this last couple days here, my wife's been trying to find an oven that matches our old oven because our old oven is on its last leg. And so she calls these individuals that actually sell, you know, refrigerators and ovens and the such. And they said, no, you're only given two options now. And I told my wife, I said, no, we're not going to just take two options. We want the color that we want for the purpose that we want a right to choose what we want to choose from. And we're not going to be limited in choice by those that actually make them. We'll find another manufacturer. And folks, you have to think about it next time there's a cycle coming up where you have the option to actually choose as to who you want as the president. You better start thinking outside of the establishment box that everybody's complaining about, because the ones that you keep getting over and over and over again are the options that the mainstream media and the talking heads and those that are on the good old boy club that I said that me and you are not a part of. You better understand, folks, they're the problem, and we don't need to make a choice from any one of them because they're all, again, wearing the same jersey. We need to start thinking outside of the box. Everybody's complaining about the establishment. How about we start tearing down that establishment? But I want you to remember, it first starts in the church. And once we can get it right there, friends, then we're going to be obedient as unto the Lord. We're going to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. And then we're going to start going after what we see in front of us that we do nothing more than complain about and tolerate, at least with a good majority of the American people. We need to start thinking concerning the options that we really have, and we need to start thinking things through and then taking it another level, a level, and actually acting on the faith that we profess that we have. Amen? James 2:14-26. But look at this. This is blasphemy, friends. None of this nonsense that he's doing right now surprises me. People are coming out now saying he's lost his mind. All of those that have propped him up to this point, The media influencers are now turning on him. But beware, friends. Think outside of them. Think outside of me. And let's start getting this job done the way that it needs to be done. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. As the madness continues. Can you hear me, Steph?
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
All right, since we're talking about the Trumpite, I was just highlighting that somebody just sent me a video during the break and said that he's, I don't know how they could have came up with the fact that, you know, they were equating him to Christ. Well, I mean, how much of the other stuff have we highlighted, friends? Over in modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, it's interesting to note that they're equating him as King Cyrus. No joke. And this is an absolute mockery. Folks, have you taken the time to see what happens when people try to put themselves in the position of the Christ? It doesn't last very long. That's again called daring the justice of God. But what I want you to catch is what it says, because I make reference to this. Because they did the same thing with King Herod. This is nothing new. They did the same thing with Nebuchadnezzar. This is nothing new. They did the same thing with Benito Mussolini. They did the same thing with dictator after dictator, Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong. The list goes on. This isn't anything new. But the minute they go there, friends, it's very short-lived. Acts 12:22, and the people gave a shout saying, "It is the voice of a God and not of a man." Guys like Trump love this, friends. I've not seen a greater narcissist in all of my life. And immediately the angel of the Lord, the next verse, "And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost." Some will say, "Oh, Bradley, come on. Is that really what happened?" Go to the eyewitness account of Josephus. Folks, you can buy the book. It's called Josephus. He was an eyewitness to many of the accounts that we read in the Word of God itself. Some will say, "What about the Apocrypha?" Well, that's kind of a separate issue. And then there's also three other books that were withheld along with the Apocrypha. But again, I don't want to make reference to that, nor should I have even brought it up. But I did want to bring it up for the very purpose that many will go there, and then that's where these ideas come from. They weren't worthy to be put in the Word of God, okay? So let's go over it. But Josephus is, because he was an eyewitness account of what we read in the Word of God. Concerning the 66 books that we have been given, much of it in the New Testament, he was there, okay? But again, look what happens when they put themselves in the position of the Christ, okay? "And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost." Folks, it's a dangerous, dangerous place to put yourself when you go there. But let me go back to the point that Donnie was making. I don't know the people. Oh, of course, he said it's fake news. It's always fake news, friends, when it's a truth that he doesn't like. That's always the case. Ask him. Barbara Walters confronted him. I'm not giving her credit, but I am giving her credit for actually putting him to what he said. She said, "You always call people fake news when you don't like what it is that they say about you." And he admitted it. Of course. Folks, look at this. He doesn't know why. He doesn't understand how anybody could equate that picture of him being the Christ. Oh, and he admitted he posted it. He's confused, man. He's delusional. "Long live the king. Trump adds monarch rhetoric to actions." And it wasn't just NBC that highlighted that. You know, nobody believes the mainstream media until I show them what the mainstream media says. That's why I'm telling them. Because it's really what they believe. Because it's really what they parrot. But again, he doesn't understand where they would get that from. Where is he getting that? I mean, he loves that. He loves the praise of men. Not a good place to put yourself, Donald. A very dangerous place to put yourself, Donald, but you're doing it. Oh, and speaking of Donald Trump, and I wasn't planning this, by the way. I got several other topics I want to cover here. I want to go over here, and I want you to see this. My friend Frederick from Massachusetts sent this over. He sends this over to me quite a bit, and I appreciate it. Because he keeps it in front of my eyes the way I keep it in front of your eyes. But Matthias Vicente Correa, he's 24 years old. He died right after he got married. But we're all baffled, right? Just don't understand. Just don't understand what's going on. Even though the CDC, the WHO, the WEF all acknowledged that it was all a test run, and they all acknowledged that they're responsible for the deaths and the way that people have been maimed or hurt or whatever the case might be from taking the mRNA. They even admitted it, right? Nobody's been charged. You want to know how you destroy a country, people? Just keep letting them do what they want to do. Got another little guy in front of me right now, 34 years old after, or I'm 34 hours, forgive me, 34 hours after he took his shot. He passed away in his bassinet. Just a beautiful, I can feel this. Just a beautiful little man. Just a beautiful little man. Hey, folks, how is it that you've allowed them to indemnify themselves concerning the consequence of what they're responsible for? They're responsible for murder. And you know it. Did you hear what I said? They're responsible for what they've done because they knew all the well what they were doing. Why do you know that? Because they admitted it. And yet, Americans, there's no justice. There's no justice. What is destroying your country? There it is right there. There it is. Simplest answer in the world. Simplest answer in the whole wide world, and people are just confounded. But they'll tell you, they're too busy to actually deal with the people that are responsible for murdering their family members. No joke. even at the expense of their own family members, they still bring forth no justice. Oh, and I'm talking about what you see out there. Rest assured, there's people behind the scenes that are bringing forth justice. They're bringing forth justice. The mainstream media is not going to broadcast that because they do not want to encourage you to bring justice upon the heads of those that are responsible for it. Well, who is responsible for it? The father of the vaccine. Isn't it interesting? Here, let me say this, because there's people that want to defend their God, their idol God, Donald Trump, from all consequences and side effects and damage and the murder that those mRNA shots are responsible for. They try to say, well, it wasn't Trump. Listen to me. You got to listen carefully. Oh, it wasn't Trump. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Who was it then? Oh, the guy they didn't like. The other option, right? As Donald and Mr. Joe Biden are having coffee behind the scenes laughing at the American people, they blame Joe Biden. But I want you to set the record straight for us. Would you, Donald Trump, please? Oh, wait a second. I got some audio video for you where Donald wants to make sure that you don't accredit Joe Biden for the shot, but you credit him. He takes all credit for the mRNAs. Listen to this. Don't let Joe Biden take credit for the vaccines, Trump said.
H1N1 totally failed with the swine flu. Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me and I pushed people.
The vaccines were me. He takes all credit for the shots. So just remember and recollect all those conversations when you started seeing people fall down dead all around you that you were warned of years before it even happened. Just remember, all of those that are trying to prop up Donald Trump were right there to say it was Joe Biden. I'm just wanting to set the record straight. Donald here is taking all credit, saying, do not give Joe Biden any credit. That shot was all of me. He said it. Folks, if you really come down to it, they say it. If you pay attention to what they're saying, there's nothing really what they're doing. Yes, they're trying to throw it into a crossword puzzle. Yes, they're trying to put it on page 28. Yes, they're trying to just put it in the commercial. Yes, they're using, you know, figurative messaging through symbolism and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is if you put the pieces together, they're not hiding anything. They're telling you everything that you need to know to hold them accountable for their crimes. I mean, what you see in D.C. right now, what you see in your state governments for the most part right now, do you realize that they've already incriminated themselves 1,000 times over and they've seen that the American people will do nothing about it? Even going so far as to brag about what they're responsible for, but yet the people do nothing. Read Proverbs 21, verse 7 when you get a moment. So just consider that. And again, I didn't plan on bringing this up, but people are still dying from the shots. I just wanted to make sure that y'all understood that. They're still dying from the shots. I see it all day long. It's not a thing of the past. It's still happening. And there's many more to come. But don't blame myself or Tim Brown for not having doctors on to warn you exactly what was up and coming. For example, myself, I had Dr. Tenpenny on, and she said, Bradley, once they take the shot, there's nothing they can do to undo it. And we haven't seen anything yet, she said. This is about a year and a half ago. Was she right? She was absolutely right. We got our friend Craig calling in from Michigan. Thanks for holding on, Craig. It's all yours, my friend.
As for why the good people, are, including the Christians, are doing nothing, I've concluded that it's because we've all been taught that this is Bible prophecy, and that to even try and fight back against this is actually fighting God.
Yeah, said Paula White, correct.
Yeah, and as for why the elite are building these bunkers while they're carrying out the population agenda, we're told it's because they actually know that cataclysmic earth changes are coming, and they're just refusing to reveal it to us and covering up.
Gotcha. Hey, Craig, I want to let you know something, guy. I totally appreciate you every time you call in. I do have other calls I need to hold up, and here is one here. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I don't know who you are, but what is it that you'd like to add to or take away?
Thank you for your speaking out on this.
Stacy, hang on, okay? Recently. Hang on, Stacy. Just hold up with me. Hold up with me. Okay. I got another one here. I'm not going to take that. We're going to hold that one. For this caller, please hold as well. Please hold as well. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. That was kind of odd. My guys down in Texas, I had three phone calls coming in at one time. And I could only answer them and put them on hold. So anyways, with that, sorry, then I lost them. And then they dropped off after I picked them up. But if you want to call back in, please do. Mike, I see you up there calling in from Wyoming. Just give me a couple minutes. I just want to highlight something really quick, and I'll take you up. If, again, you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I do want to highlight this because I want you to check this out. So you're being told, notice the timing of all this. All of this moon expose that took place, well, actually what allegedly took place back in the 60s, folks, there are, including the one that was responsible, Stanley Kubrick, coming out and saying he staged the whole thing, to Mr. Buzz Aldrin coming out and saying the whole thing was staged. They were saying, and they have been telling us for years now, that it's completely staged. They've never been to the moon before. So what do they do? They got to justify the trillions of dollars they have stolen from the American people, where they're actually reallocating those finances to something called NASA to establish a global order. And so they come out with, again, just in time, something called Artemis. And what that is a new crew of individuals that are declaring the fact that they've been to the moon. But did you pay attention to what they said before they went to the moon? And then did you listen to what they said when they allegedly came back from the moon? Hey, folks, if you believe any of this nonsense, you better read the Word of God again, because there is limits with mankind. They have never been there. I didn't say it. Buzz Aldrin said it. I didn't say it. Stanley Kubrick, that staged the whole thing, said it. Folks, and a plethora of others that'll tell you the whole thing is nonsense because there's limits. There's radius belts around the earth that they cannot go past because of the limits that the Lord has put on them. But they keep promulgating and keep inundating the American people with the fact that they've been to the moon. And the only reason they do that is because they want you to believe that they're all powerful. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're mere men who are making these stories up fictitiously to get you to believe that they are what they are not, like they always do, just like the enemy. What does the Bible say about the devil? As one, as a roaring lion. He is not the lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah is Jesus the Christ. How does Satan disguise himself? How does he put himself up? In a sense of mockery, mocking the Christ by acting as if he is a lion. Do you understand? He doesn't have the authority to do what only Christ has the authority to do, because he is in all authority, because as I've said before, he is all sovereign. Matthew 28, verse 18. I want you to see this. Do you guys remember back in the 60s? I think this happened right before I was born, but do you remember the clip of the Apollo 11 press conference? And do you remember when they were all just sitting up, instead of being elated and happy to bring about the information that they allegedly just experienced from the moon? Isn't it interesting how they were all just sitting around looking at each other, looking self-condemned, because they knew that they were going to promulgate a lie that they all knew was a lie, that the Lord was not going to just overlook? Isn't that interesting? See, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Well, a couple of them already found that out now. But they've lived their whole lives in a self-condemning fashion by promulgating something that never happened. Do you guys remember this? Do you guys remember this?
Astronauts Neil Armstrong.
Look at how melancholy. Do they look elated? Do they look happy about what they just experienced? Say they.
It was our pleasure to...
It was the most telling, if you have any discernment at all.
It's an adventure that took place.
Oh, he's lying through his rotten teeth, he was.
But rather...
And he had to do it his whole life.
...in the last decade.
Does this look like a man that was just on the moon? Hey, folks, ask yourself the question. Who took the pictures? That's all you got to ask yourself. Who took the pictures? But let me go fast forward. For those that are saying, Bradley, do you really mean what you say? Let me say it this way. Do you really mean to say that you believe the media that you don't believe once again is now telling you the truth that they've been to the moon? Here, I want you to check this out, because you don't have to ask me. Just like you don't have to ask me about the first time they told you they went to the moon. Just ask Buzz Aldrin. As I just said two times, now three times. Don't ask me, ask the guy that staged it, Stanley Kubrick. Don't ask me, ask Stanley Kubrick that told you it was staged. But you want to call them liars while you believe the politicians that you sit there and complain about all day. You're a double-minded man and you're a hypocrite is what you are. Let's go over to the one that led up this last mission to the moon. And I want you to listen carefully for a minute and 30 seconds as to what this clown, this liar, has to say.
This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon.
That wasn't cut. That wasn't cherry-picked.
Honestly, this is where I thought this might land wrong. I hope we're forgotten.
September 24th, 2025. Johnson Space Center, Houston. The Artemis II crew sits before hundreds of journalists. The world is watching this historic press conference. Commander Reed Wiseman adjusts his microphone, looks directly into the camera, and says something that stops everyone cold. This is the first time we are going to send humans to the moon. The silence that follows is deafening. Reporters look at each other. The YouTube chat explodes.
Remember, the reporters are there to prop up the lie because they're in on the conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9.
Did the commander of NASA's flagship mission just deny that Apollo ever happened? Did he seriously just say first time without any qualifier? He said it. Reid Wiseman, NASA astronaut, former chief of the astronaut office, commander of a $93 billion program, just said those exact words. Not first time in 50 years. Not first time for our generation. Not first time with this technology. Just straight up first time we are going to send humans to the moon. The other astronauts don't flinch. Victor Glover keeps his composure. Christina Koch maintains her professional smile. Jeremy Hansen, the Canadian astronaut, simply nods along. Nobody from NASA cuts the feed. Nobody corrects him. The press conference continues like this bombshell never dropped. And then something even stranger happens. Wiseman pauses, then adds, "This is where I thought it may land wrong." He knew. The commander knew exactly how his words would sound. He knew people would question it, knew it would raise eyebrows, knew it would sound like NASA was rewriting history. But he said it anyway, at NASA headquarters, with cameras rolling, with the world watching. This isn't some rookie astronaut making a verbal slip. This is a calculated statement from a man who spent 165 days on the International Space Station, who's logged thousands of hours in fighter jets, who doesn't make mistakes with words. And what he says next reveals exactly what's really happening at NASA. "I hope we're forgotten," Wiseman continues. The room goes even quieter. Ideally, this mission disappears into history, because that means we've succeeded in making lunar missions routine. Think about what he's saying. The commander of the most ambitious space mission since Apollo wants to be forgotten. Four astronauts training for years, risking their lives, spending billions of taxpayer dollars,
exactly,
all hoping nobody remembers them.
Okay, so you got that. That was directly from him. Okay, this will be the first time humans ever been on the moon. Again, I see those phone calls up there. Don't hang up. I'll pull you up in just a minute. I got one more video, and then we're going to go ahead and take that phone call. I want you to listen to this one, friends. This one's even more telling. Astronaut, she calls herself Christina Koch, gives post-mission remarks in Houston. I want you to listen to this, friends. Does this sound like a lady that's just been to the moon?
Tiny Earth. People asked our crew what impressions we had. And honestly, what struck me wasn't necessarily just Earth. It was all the blackness around it. Earth was just this lifeboat hanging undisturbingly in the universe.
I'm not pausing it. She freezes. She looks down because she doesn't know what to say. She puts her hand on her hip.
Uh-oh.
Then she says, uh-oh. Folks, does this sound like people that have much to bring back to the American people as to how they've been on the moon? If you believe that, there's something seriously with your mind. She's still going deaf. Silence is deafening.
I may have not learned. I know I haven't learned.
Now she comes back in.
Everything that this journey has yet to teach me. But there's one new thing I know, and that is, planet Earth, you are a crew.
See, this is a way to justify the theft of your money, friends, and empowering who they are against you. It goes back to what it's always been about. Look at us. We are all powerful. They're trying to put themselves in the position of God, and they're also trying to justify what they've done with your money. But folks, do you know what they've done with your money besides promulgate lies, broadcast lies, inundate every generation with lie after lie after lie about all of these moon landings? I'm honestly, with what the people know in this country, I am blown away that this establishment is still put in place. I'm going to take that phone call. I'm saying goodbye to my affiliates. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. And again, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Signing off. Going to take my friend Mike from Casper, Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? And by the way, thank you for holding on.
I listen to you daily. I can. The date to pick, April 4th.
Your battery sounds like it's going dead, Mike.
I'm on speaker because I'm about to talk to you.
Okay, you're muffled. Like
Billy Graham and his friend, Kathy Burns.
Oh, okay, I don't know. That? I don't know. I didn't get that.
A book by Kathy Burns. Okay. Billy Graham and his friend.
Okay, yep, that's probably the book that I have here, yep.
Yes.
Okay.
You talked about it earlier about the Friday key.
Okay, I'm not hearing you, guy. I'll give you a second. We're off air right now, but we're still live on social media platforms. So if you can pick up a different phone, that's totally fine. I can hang on for you.
I probably can't, but I'll just let you know. You have a good day. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, yep, that's the book I have. By the way, Mike, yes, that's the book I have. I don't know what your comments were, but again, folks, let me just say this before I sign off on social media platforms. If you call in and you're calling from social media platforms because I'm off of radio right now, please just make sure that when you call in, you got a phone that's charged up and it's clear, okay? And don't be around the radio or the speakers when you call in because much of that will just go ahead and feed back, okay? Just wanted to let you know that that was a mouthful for you today. Again, more lies being thrown on the American people, and I named today's show as the madness continues. Americans, this is going to continue until the American people bring justice. We are the government under God. We are called to do the right thing, and it's time for us to do the right thing. When is it the time to do the right thing? The right time to do the right thing is right now. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.